meeting was very sad. You were present in Delhi. Very, very sad. All big, big men came and they had realized. We are going to have again that for 2 days. That is being arranged.
In Delhi. Yeah. That'll be nice.
But we are thinking. We are thinking. With power.
On this table?
Yes. Pahliya ko jawab dijiye. That's where Bora, you can say. Name should be Samsiddhi Haritosana. But if you don't care for this proposition, they do not know what is God, neither you don't want to satisfy Him. It may satisfy or not satisfy. Let us go on with our business. Bali?
He is
not a
patient. He is putting order in trouble.
Yes, we are in trouble. Even last war, when the trouble was too much, they were beginning to go to the church. Even churchy. And one gentleman is my godbrother in Germany. He told me after this war, many German men and women began atheists. Everyone went to the church and prayed, especially the women prayed for the return of their husband, brother, father, and nobody returned. So they thought there is no God. So forget about all these things. People began to see. So this risky civilization is going. They don't want to know what is God, neither they want to satisfy. And our Krishna consciousness movement is just the opposite. That here is God, He is satisfying. Never mind what you are, but by your occupational duty, you satisfy. That is perfect. This is our Krishna consciousness. And this is taught in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna ultimately said this, Sarva Dharma Paritajya Mamena Sarva. In the beginning he said, Jat Parosi, Jat Juhosi, Jat Asnasi, Jat Tapasasi, Purushatan Madhapa. Do it for me. Jat Parosi. Doesn't matter. What do I do? Very good work or bad work or anything. When he says, Jat Parosi, whatever you are doing, do it. But the result, give me. Purushottam Madarpanam. This is his desire. And at last again he said, that Sarva Dharman Paritajya Mamekam Sarvamaya. This is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. And if somebody would say that simply I have to satisfy you, then I have to satisfy others also. If I do not do, then I will be sinful. That Krishna says, Aham kva sarva pape bhamo khushan. Masus. Don't worry. If there is any reaction, not doing other duties simply to surrender me, and if there is sinful reaction, then I will give you credit. Don't worry. This is the conclusion. And we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's right. Without any malinterpretation. Everyone is interpreting in his own way. But we are not interpreting. We are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. And it is becoming effective. Bhagavad Gita was studied in Western countries since a long time, since 17th century. But not like this. Before me, many Swamis, yogis, they came to Western countries. And most of them spoke on Bhagavad Gita. But not a single person was a devotee of Krishna. But now they are becoming by hundreds. Because the Bhagavad Gita is presented as it is. This is the comparison. We have got Christians, Mohammedans, then Buddhists, Africans, everyone we have got in our society, all very devout. Executor of our mission. Now here is Mr. Aftar. Now he is Aftriya Rishi. Whatever he is earning, he is spending for Krishna. Kansiddhi Haritosanam. He is trying to satisfy Krishna. That is one. So, in the dictionary, it is stated Krishna is a Hindu god. He is not a Hindu god, he is God. But he appeared in India. He remained in the Vedic culture. Lord Buddha was also Hindu. And he was in Vedic culture. Later on, he spread his own mission. That is also Hindu culture. Ahimsa, non-violence. Lord Buddha, Keshava Dhita Buddha, the same Krishna, he is powerful avatar, Lord Buddha. Keshava Dhita Buddha Charira, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. We offer our prayers to Lord Buddha. Crash was also for 12 years in India. He crashed the word Christ and Krishna. There is similarity. He also propagated love of God. There is Krishna. So we are spreading this Krishna consciousness and you are all Indians. It is your duty to see that the movement is pushed forward. Pranayva Trijya Vacha. By your life, by your money, by your good intelligence, and by your words. Our mission is to spread the words of Krishna. We don't manufacture any. Why should we manufacture? Everything is there perfectly. What Krishna says, it is perfect. If I manufacture something, that is imperfect. Because I am imperfect. How can I speak perfectly? Or how can I give perfect knowledge? It is not perfect. Because I am defective. I commit mistakes. I am sometimes illusion. Why sometimes? Practically always. Everyone is thinking that he is this body. He is Indian, he is American, he is Hindu, he is Muslim. That is illusion. He is not this body. Similarly, our senses are imperfect. And so long we are in the imperfect condition, if we teach, that means we cheat. I have no perfect knowledge and still I am trying to teach. That is cheating. Nobody should try to preach with imperfect knowledge. That is cheating. That is stated in the Shastra, Bhram, Pramad, Vipralisa and Karnapata. We are qualified in this imperfection. Therefore, we cannot manufacture. Somebody says, in my opinion, what is the value of your opinion? You are imperfect. If the child says, in my opinion, what is the value? Therefore, we don't say, in my opinion, our opinion. We say, Krishna says. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is, he says, Amar Agnay Guru Haiya Taro Ei Desh. Jare Jakho Tare Taho Krishna Upa Desh. He says, that all of you, you become guru. It's like I'm requesting all Indians outside that I'm alone trying to spread this Indian culture. Why not you also join? You also become guru. How to become guru? Not that simply by advertising that one has become guru all of a sudden. No. Guru means, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Whomever you meet, you just instruct him what Krishna has said. That's all. You become guru. It is not very difficult to become guru, provided we simply preach the instruction of Krishna. That is only. We do not say that we are perfect, we have become God, or we have so many magic, jugglery. No, we have nothing to do that. No magic, no jugglery, no God. Simply to become servant of God. And whoever we meet, we speak the words of God. Then you become guru. This is our mission, that we may be imperfect, but we are imperfect. Just like this child, he is imperfect, everyone knows. But if he says, my father has informed me that this is microphone. So this knowledge of his microphone is perfect. Because he received from the father, experienced father. Before hearing from the father, he may not know that this is microphone. But since he has heard from the father that this is microphone, and if he says to others, that my father has said this is microphone, then people will accept this is perfect knowledge. So we should follow this instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. So you, every one of you can become guru. You may say that I am not interested to become a guru. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that you are not interested, that is not very good. You should be interested. You must be guru. That is success of your life. You can speak the instruction of Krishna even to your family. That also guru. You are actually guru. The father or the head of the family is guru to the children, to the wife. In India still, the wife addresses the husband as Pati Guru. And father is guru, that is natural. So why don't you become real guru to your wife, to your children? And you start Bhagavad Gita as it is. This is our mission. Sit down in the evening, chant Hare Krishna mantra, and teach little instruction from the Bhagavad Gita. See how the light changes. Is there any difficult task? Bali?
No.
No, do that. Don't approach the cheater guru, blocker guru, and be cheated. Stop this business. This has spoiled the whole spiritual atmosphere of the world. The Guru, the Supreme Guru, Krishna. Krishna in Mahabharata, when Maharaj Yudhishthira performed Rajasya Yajna, in the Rajasya Yajna, one person is elected the chief guest. So in that yajna, many big demigods were present, and Bhishma Dev was present, Vyasadeva was present, and many other saintly person, Brahman from the whole universe were present, and Krishna was decided to be accepted as the everyone agreed to accept him as the chief guest. And the Shishupal, he protested that everyone was angry to kill him. So Krishna accepted the Guru by everyone. By our acharyas, recent acharyas, and Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya. I'm not speaking of the lower class, but those who are recognized acharyas. Shankaracharya, they accepted Krishna as the Supreme Guru, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So accept Krishna as the Supreme Guru and follow his instruction and try to convince others. Others means even your family member. That is like success of life. Sansiddhi Hari Krishna. Why should you live your life blindly? The human life is meant for enlightenment, supreme enlightenment. And this is supreme enlightenment. To understand the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and preach it as far as you can. If not, you can preach amongst your family members. This is perfection of that. What is that verse? Jaimam paramam guhyam madhvakti suridhāsya. That is the desire of Krishna.
Ya idam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidhashati bhaktim mayi param kritva mame vaishati asamshayaha.
For one who explains the supreme secret to the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he will come to the, he will come back to me.
Nachatasman manasyeshu kashchan me kriya kritstamaha bhavita nachame tasmat anyak priyataro bhuvi.
There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be anyone more dear.
So, this is the easiest process. That you learn Bhagavad Gita, don't misinterpret. There is no question of misinterpretation. There, by that, what is a crippled mind, they misinterpret. Otherwise, there is no question of. Where is it difficult to understand? So, Krishna says, anyone who teaches this Krishna philosophy, he is my dearmost person. So if you are recognized by Krishna, then that is Tamsiddhi Harito Janam. That is what. Bali, any question? No question? Tadbiddhi paripatena pripushtena sevaya. There must be paripushta. Yes and no.
When the person wants the satisfaction of the God, satisfy your Lord. Now, what are the means to satisfy the Lord?
That he says, that he preached, he becomes guru. So he already explained. Janam idam paramam guhyam mad bhakti sroviya. That is, he says, manvana bhava mad bhakti madhyari maam namastha. Everything is there. What is the difficulty? If I say that you do this, I am satisfied. You do that, you are satisfied. What is the difficulty?
Another part of what you said, to preach Christmas, to attain the satisfaction. But what you have already said, one should first know himself, but correctly the
himself.
What Krishna says and what Krishna means in the Bhagavad Gita.
That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Why don't
you say we start preaching? So first one somebody has to know himself.
Yes.
Then he can come forward for preaching.
So why don't you know yourself? Why you are in darkness? Krishna says everything in the Bhagavad Gita. In the beginning, he says, Dehinasmin Jathavi, Kaumaraju. In this body, there is the occupier of the body. So if you think yourself that you are this body, that is your wrong. To try to understand that I am not this body. I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. That's the fact. So, this human life is meant for that purpose. So why should you not do it? Why should you keep yourself in darkness? That is very risky. If I keep myself in the darkness, like cat and dog, that I am this body, then my life is very risky. By nature's way, we are given this opportunity, human form of life. If you do not understand our position, if you remain in the same category, bodily concept of life, then you are missing the chance. After all, you have to change this body. It is not permanent settlement. That you shall remain Indian, you shall remain American. No. Tatha dehantara prasthi, you have to change. Now what kind of body you are going to get, that you have to understand. There is responsibility. So this child, this boy, if he remains in darkness, that he will continue this childhood body and father and mother will take care of him. I don't require to take any education. Then future life, when he is a young man, he will be not nicely posted for want of education, then how miserable it will be. Similarly, if you don't take care of this education, that I am not this body, my future body will depart. And if I do not know what kind of defined body I will have to accept, suppose we accept some lower grade of body, then what is my future? So if you don't understand this philosophy, as Krishna teaches, asmin dehe dehina, within this body, there is the occupier, soul. But if you do not understand, then it is very risky life. Nature's way must go on. We cannot control over the nature's way. And we get our next body according to the association of different modes of nature. Karanam gunasangas. Everything is there. Why do you not study? Why we remain in darkness? What is this life? Is it a very good life? What is your name? Sahani. Sahani, yes. Mr. Sahani, do you think that very nice life? To remain in darkness for our future life?
Not at all.
That's it. Kemal Dandavat Parthat. That is very good. That is our process. Sankha Purvata Namadana Natihi. The Vaishnavas, they chanted with a numerical strength, Sankha Purvata. Sankha Purvata Namadana Natihi. Nama means chanting of the holy name. Dana means also prayer. And also Dandavat. Raghunath Das Goswami, he took vow that so many times I will offer Dandavat. So these things are. If this guy simply offers Dandavat to the Vaishnava or Vishnu, so it will not go in vain. Even if he does not mind his shastra, simply of us, of eternity. That is also taken into credit. It is so nice. Sankhapurvakanamagananati, skalavasani kripa. So, therefore, Diti Vat is recommended that if anyone does not know anything, he will simply come and offer obeisance. That is all. Therefore, Diti Vat is important for the common man. Even if he does not know anything, he will simply come and offer obeisance. If he little dances with feet on, everything will be taken into credit. Then one day he'll become a devotee. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan man prabhadat. The jnanavan, the so-called jnanavan, they do not care for the deity. Papta. But Krishna says, this class of Jnanavan, after many, many births, when he will actually Jnanavan, he will appear from his head. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma, Sudhullava. It is so difficult and easy. The Jnanavan, after many, many births, come to this conclusion, here is Vasudeva, Sarvamitra. I offer my obeisances. And the same obeisances can be offered by a child without being Jnanavan, but the result is the same. If you touch fire after studying the physics and chemistry, and without studying physics and chemistry, if you touch fire, the result is the same. So our request to everyone is not to keep oneself in darkness and spoil the boon of human life, but try to understand your position and try to understand how to satisfy the Supreme. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. There is the summary of all Vedic literature. Krishna consciousness movement. And if you try to preach, then you become most recognized person of Krishna. Natadasmat manushesh, kachit nishri. And our mission is to satisfy Krishna, saṃsiddhi haritosanam. And he says, in this way, I become most satisfied. Then, where is the difficulty?
Process
that
movement, is there any different methods?
Well, method I have all explained. Krishna Bhakti means do what Krishna says. That is Krishna Bhakti. Anukulyena Krishna Anusilanam, just like Arjuna did. He did not like to fight with his cousin brothers. But after hearing instruction of Krishna, he said, yes, nastha moha, my illusion is now over. sitting on that. I lost my consciousness. Krishna Vachananda, I shall act as you also. Yes. This is it. We may have different decisions. That is natural. But when you agree to abide by the orders of Krishna, then your life is perfect. That is Krishna consciousness. But you have to agree. Krishna does not force. He says, do this, like this. And if we agree, then you have to come. Yes. Yes. The satisfaction is in point. So just like the head of the family, he's asking his wife to do something, children to do something, servant to do something. So if they are doing according to the order, then it's very nice. The head of the family is satisfied and everything is going nicely. Anywhere, in office also, there are different officers, secretaries, managers, and the director. He has given, you do this, you do that, you do that, you do that. So if they do their duty, then everything is nice. Just like in your body, here also we have got different parts. The hand does something, the leg something, the belly something, the brain something. What the brain does, the leg does not do. But the leg is doing for the satisfaction of the whole body. The brain is doing for the satisfaction of the whole body. And his gains for the satisfaction of the whole body. That is equal. Not that what his brain doing, the leg has to do this. The leg may do his own way. But the aim is satisfaction of the order of the I ask the leg, please take me from this room to that room. That is leg duty. I am satisfied. Not that Krishna is only one-sided. That they do not understand. Krishna is the Ishvara, controller of the whole creation. So if he gives you something to do for his satisfaction, you do that. It does not matter whether you are doing the same thing, the same example. Leg is doing something else than the hand, and is doing something else than the brain. But the real purpose is to satisfy the whole. So, Krishna is not asking my Vyasadeva to come and fight in the battle of Kurukshetra. Vyasadeva is doing his own work. He's writing literature, Vedabhyas, and asking Arjuna to fight. But although the activities are different, Vyasadeva is writing Vedanta Sutra and Arjuna is fighting, but both of them are equally important. Krishna says, Arjuna, Bhaktosi, you are my very dear friend, and Priyosi. Therefore I shall speak to you about this Bhagavad Gita. Krishna did not say, call back there. I have to speak Bhagavad Gita. He's learned scholar. No. Arjuna was not a learned scholar, he was a warrior. And he was a grihastha. Busy in politics, still he called Arjuna, yes, I shall speak to you, Bhagavad Gita. Why? Bhav Krodhi, you are my devotee. So to become devotee doesn't require that one has to become a very big scholar, a very rich man. No. Simply, he has to agree. Yes, sir. What you say, I will do. Yes. This is love. So to become bhakta is not very big thing. You simply agree. It's not what you say, I shall do. Yes, sir. Karishe vachanam tava. That is. Oh. Perfection. So Krishna wants this. This is the common formula for all. Jaidam paramam guhyam vatu bhakti yoga. Anyone who speaks about this Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharma, he is very dear to me. So I agree to that proposal. That we shall speak to everyone about this Bhagavad Gita as Krishna has spoken. Then you will have a book. You can do it in your office, you can do it in your home. Krishna does not say, the first of all you become a sannyasi and you change your dress and become like this Krishna conscious man. No. You remain in your position. But do this. That is Chaitanya Mahapurusha. Sthane sthita sutigatam sanuvang manovi. You remain in your place. Sthane sthita. Simply he hears from Krishna or from Krishna's representative and this, that's all. Where is the thing that? What is it? What? See, it is my request that we are so many respectful Indian gentlemen here and we are preaching Krishna's message. You come forward, you learn more, and join this mission. It is not meant for Mr. Akhtar. It is meant for everyone, especially for the Indians. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that also. Bharat bhumi pe manushya janma hoyo ja. Bharat bhumi pe means in the land of Bharatvarsha. Bharat bhumi is considered punya bhumi. So you are fortunate that you have taken birth as human being in India. It is the result of much pious activities. Indians are naturally Krishna conscious. Now, this gentleman, Mr. John, what is his gentleman? The Canadian ambassador, he came to see me. He saw me in Delhi when our function was going on. He was speaking, he was so surprised. This movement has got good potential and everyone of you join. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoila ja. Janma sarthak kori karo paropokar. This is paropokar. The whole world is in darkness without Krishna consciousness. So, enlightenment. Paropokar. Human life is for paropokar, it is not animal life. To do good to others. Cats and dogs, they are selfish. But human life should be for paropokar. So this is the biggest Paropakar movement. And it is very easy to take part in it. You don't require to be a spark. Everything is there. You simply carry the message like yours. Krishna says this. Kindly follow. That's all. We don't say that I say this. I manufacture this. I have become a very big man, God. We don't say nonsense. It's all nonsense. Simply carry message of Krishna. Then you are perfect. In the Western countries, they are little fond of yoga. So, the yoga system is also spoken by Krishna in the 6th chapter. But the conclusion is, when Arjuna refused, my dear Krishna, it is not possible for me. This meditation, this pranayama, and dhan dharana, jam niyam dhan, it is not possible. I am a politician. I have no time either. He said, frankly. Krishna satisfied him that you are already the best of the yogis. Yogi namati sarvesam madgata antaratmaka. Sadhyavan bhajati juma samirittukama. You are already here, first class. Because you are always thinking of me. So this is the standard of first class yogi, to remain always in Krishna consciousness and try to execute his will. That's all. That is first class yogi. Krishna says, you haven't got to get certificates from anyone else. Krishna says, yogi namati sarvesa madgata antaratma. He's always thinking of Krishna, antaratma. That is real yoga. Yoga means dhyanavastita tadgatena manasa pasantijam yogina. One who is always thinking of Krishna, by dhyana, by meditation. That is real yoga. And Krishna says also, the fun point he says, that madhvata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati yoma sami yuktatam. That is first class. So this bodily exercise is meant for person who is in the bodily concept of life. One who understands that I am not this body, I am part and parcel of Krishna. My duty is to serve Krishna. And that is first class. So become first-class yogi, first-class recognized person by Krishna, make your life success. That is Krishna consciousness. So what was your question? Huh? Yes? Yes, question something.
People, for example, the president of the Coca-Cola company, contemplate the Krishna, serve Krishna.
Yes. Is everyone does that.
Cola Company?
Coca-Cola Company.
Huh?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola Company, of course, he advised. Krishna advised. Jat Parosi. It includes Coca-Cola Company. Well, he said Jat Parosi. Whatever he do. Krishna said, whatever you do. So that includes all kinds of activities. As the, will the Coca-Cola Company agree to give the profit to Krishna? That is Krishna Bhakti. The profit is enlarged for his wine and oven, that's all. Not for Krishna. What is the dividend?
The profit of the manufacturer, something which is manufactured purely for profit, he turns to good.
Yes, he gives to Krishna. Just like Arjuna, he fought, he killed. Killing is not good business, but he killed on the advice of Krishna. And he became a bhakta by killing. Krishna said, bhaktosi. And what did he do? He killed. That's all. This is an example. Of course, bhakta never kills. Krishna, Arjuna was not willing to kill. But when he saw that Krishna wants it, that this is my first business. Never mind, I can go to hell. That is Krishna bhakti. By killing my brother, I may go to hell, it doesn't matter. But Krishna will be satisfied. That is my first business. Krishna sometimes pretended to be sick. And many physicians came. They could not cure him. Headache. So he suggested that I think if my devotee gives the dust of food on my head, then I will be cured. Then every devotee was approached with, give your dust of feet. Krishna wants it. Even Narada. So Narada, how is this possible? I shall give my best respect to Krishna. No, Krishna is not. But when the person, messenger approached gopis in Vrindavan, and they are informed that Krishna is sick, so he wanted the dust of feet of the devotee to be applied on his head. Nobody gave it. So you have come last to you. So immediately, yes, take it. Hey. There's so much dust was collected. Huh? And Krishna was pure. So this is gopis. Others thought that if I give the dust of my feet to Krishna, I may go to hell. But the gopis thought, let us go to hell. But Krishna, let Krishna be pure. Therefore, the gopis are the first class devotees. They do not care for themselves. That is recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramata Chidupasana Vajabadhu Bhargavija Pulpita. The process of worship, as it was planned by the gopis in Vrindavan, there is no comparison. That is the highest devotion. They did not care for them. They simply wanted to satisfy Krishna. When Krishna was playing flute, they are crying. All the gopis are crying to Krishna, his father, his husband, where are you going in this day? Where are you going? They didn't care. Society, friendship, love, all sacrifice. We shall go to Krishna. This is Krishna Bhakti. That is the highest perfection of life. To sacrifice everything for Krishna. Only Krishna should be satisfied. That is Krishna Bhakti. That is not very easy job. Huh? But one can do if he likes everything for Krishna. Krishna says also, Sarvadhamma Anpurthaj. Gopis did not care for social, for religious, or family, or nothing. Sarvadhamma Anpurthaj. They went, Krishna now is calling. Let us go. This is the typical example of Sarvadharma Antarittajya, Mami Gamsa. So of course, it is not possible to become on the standard of gopi. That is not possible. But at least we shall try to follow these devotees. Arjuna is there, gopis are there, Uddhava is there, many devotees. Lord Brahma is there, Lord Shiva is there, Kapildev is there, the four Kumaras are there, Bhishma Dev is there, Prahlad Maharaj is there, Janak Maharaj is there, Sukhdev Goswami is there. So, Mahajana Jena Vadastha Pantha. If you simply follow these big devotees, then our life is successful. For authorized persons' name to follow them. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu, Prahlada, Bhishma, Janaka, Bali, Vaya, Sakhi, Vayam. 12. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Narad, then the four Kumaras, then Kapildev, then Prahlad Maharaj, Bhishma, Janak Maharaj, Vyasadeva, Vyasati, son of Vyasadeva, not Vyasadeva, son of Vyasadeva, Sukhdev Goswami, Bali Maharaj, and Jamaraj, these 12 Mahajan, we can follow them. Sarvatma Sapane, Bali, Bali Maharaj gave everything to Krishna.